bracelet. Now get it on. We got to start the podcast for the riffing session with Ellie Cheer. Right?
I got my book from the Titanic exhibit.
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
You're Ellie Cheers, who you are, and this is the Devil's Radio from George Harrison. You know why? Because sometimes somebody's a little brat.
No, I actually like to.
But I say that in a nice way. Are you ready to start the riffing session? Explain what it is first. Riffing.
That's... No, you do. I do it every single time.
You do not. You've never done it.
Yes, I do it. I did like five times.
Yeah, getting you to read the beginning and to explain it usually has to be like pulling teeth. But I'll explain it. This is where we've got a list of phrases from a random word generator. And we invite people to send in and make suggestions of words for us to riff on. So what's the first one we're going to riff on, Ellie?
Zoo.
Zoo?
From the new movie, Zoo.
Oh, that's right.
It's a show.
Yeah, but go ahead.
It's really scary because there's this one where they found a bear.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought it was dead, but really it was just hibernating. And
really?
The bear was trying to kill them. And all of a sudden it just went... So it was hibernating, but they thought they actually killed it and it was not dead.
So do they... Is this a TV show?
Yeah, Zoo. It's really scary.
Zoo? There's a new Zoolander movie coming out.
No, it's a show where all the animals...
Yes.
You know how animals are scared of humans?
Yes.
Pretty much every animal is scared of humans.
They have a fear of humans. You hope so.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the movie,
mm-hmm.
Every single animal, including dogs, cats, fish, any type of animal...
Yes.
That's all turned towards the humans. They all have even sharper teeth. They all are bigger, and they're not scared of humans, and all they try to do is kill humans. So
that's
your
horrible.
Pets will start to kill you.
Is this a horror movie?
No, it's a TV show.
TV show?
So every single animal wants to kill
you. I want to see this. It's called Zoo.
Even pigeons.
Who's it by?
I have no idea. It's a TV show.
TV show? Is it like... I want to see this. You're going to have to show... If anybody knows what
I
this is about...
I think it's a TV show or it's a movie. I'm pretty sure it's a TV show because my mom said she recorded a couple of them.
Yeah.
So obviously it's not a movie.
I like the idea. Mm-hmm. I remember... Anyway, for me, Zoo. There's a
Stop.
New...
Stop. Next
no,
word.
No, my turn. Quick. There's a new Zoolander movie coming out and I'm not getting paid to say that.
Makes sense. Deep sea drive.
Deep
diving.
Sea diving. Don't cross out the Zoo. Deep sea diving.
Wait, do we actually get paid for saying stuff?
Sometimes you get paid for saying stuff. Eventually.
Better send me some money. And you have to say...
What
Ellie,
do you...
Ellie Cheer's name. Because I know he is going to steal it.
I'm not going to steal your money.
Bring it to the place that you're going to bring my donuts.
You're not going to... Nobody's going to bring you donuts.
Yeah, they're going to bring me gift cards.
No, it has to be arranged first. I got to post it first.
Yeah, and he's going to. And when
eventually,
he does,
yes.
Also bring money with the gift card.
We will work that out. Lapel mics before donuts. In the
I
long
like
haul.
To get fat.
Yes, you're going to get so fat. Mm-hmm. All right, deep sea diving. Is that the one on the next one on the list?
No, I don't like that.
You don't like that? Which one do you want to riff on? But there's a new Zoolander movie coming out with Ben Stiller.
Deep sea diving reminds me...
I just said... Oh,
stop
you're,
it!
You're saying it. Okay. You gonna smile for the camera? Yeah! Okay, don't poke that in the lens.
I'll take a knife and I'll poke it.
No, you won't. Okay.
Deep sea diving.
Deep sea diving.
Stop. Deep sea diving reminds me of, there's this one guy, he was diving, but
yes.
He was trying to get a camera on the back of a shark's fin. Did I tell you that story?
I heard about that. No, tell it.
I told you that, right?
Give it to us. Nope, this is the first time.
No, remember when they found the other shark that they were looking for before? Remember I told you
mm-hmm.
that story before?
I remember, yeah.
But I didn't tell you this part. They were diving, and he landed on top of a shark's back.
Yeah.
He had the scuba gear and everything, so he can go under the water, and he wanted it to spin, and then he started swimming on top of the shark.
Now,
he was like a horse, kind of.
Now, I've heard of people at SeaWorld, which I'm kind of against this.
No, it was a shark.
It's a shark, but in SeaWorld, they will get on back of the orca's back and ride it around the pool, which I'm a little bit against in hindsight now, but that's a whole other story.
I went to SeaWorld only one time, but I got in trouble because I kept feeding the orcas Cheetos.
You...
Because they have this outside buffet thing.
Ellie, this
when there's,
is great.
There's
Go
tables.
Yeah.
I know that because they had this outside buffet, and I remember they gave me an antelope.
Mm-hmm. How long ago was this?
Like when I was 7, 6, 5? Probably 5 or 6.
Okay, so...
So then we got to eat outside
uh-huh.
with these tables.
Yeah.
And then there was like... It's kind of like a railing, like a gate right next to us, but you can see straight through it.
Yeah.
And we're still outside. And right on the other side, there's water.
Where the
orca is. The pool, so yeah, the orca could come out, and I kept feeding it Cheetos.
How many Cheetos did you fling into the pool pen?
My whole bag.
You mean you dumped like one of those little surf one bags?
Huh?
And you dumped
He went like this. And I dumped it into his mouth.
He came up to you and you dumped the
because I threw one and then he really wanted more, so then I threw the whole bag in there and he ate it.
I bet that would be about the time that they considered not putting a cafe area right next to the pool.
It was an outside buffet.
That is hilarious. Got in trouble for feeding Cheetos to the orca.
Yep.
That's a good story. All right, okay, so what's the next one?
Let's try brand name.
Brand name? Do you want me to go first on brand name?
I'll go first.
All right, you go first. Do you know what a brand name is?
Yeah, a name of a brand or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, there's brand names for trailers.
Yes.
That you camp in.
Mm-hmm.
There's this really weird one that I saw in Arizona.
What'd you see?
It was called Mini Winnie.
The Mini Winnie, yes, the Mini Winnie Big O. Yep.
At first I thought it was called Mini Weenie. That's what I thought it was called. I knew, but my mom said, no, it's Mini Winnie.
Yeah, Winnie from the Winnebago Company. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I could see where it going past you at 60 miles an hour would look like Mini Winnie. That would be what a British person would say. Oh, look, it's a Mini Winnie.
Okay, so that's what I heard of brand name.
Okay, brand name makes me think of something famous.
Wait, you get to share too? No.
Yes, I get to share too, at least once in a while, if it helps keep you talking. I'll let you go on. Okay.
Next is flying birds.
Flying birds.
We're doing every single word on this list.
We don't have to do every single word.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Flying, because you said you would get me something good to eat, so I'm doing them.
Yeah, for next time.
Flying birds.
Okay. What do you think of flying birds?
The movie Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, instead of flying birds, they're flying rats.
Ew.
They're rats that fly, because you know how you call pigeons flying rats, which I think is really mean.
I hate pigeons.
Pigeons are not gross. I hoarded one before.
Yeah, but the pigeons are not gross. I think they're a nice-looking animal, but they're the stupidest animal on Earth.
And they're cute.
They're cute, yeah, but they don't know when to get out of the road. Okay, that's just my personal opinion. They don't know when to get out of the road.
They might look weird, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They might carry a disease, some of them.
Yeah, depending how far they want to carry it.
No, some don't carry diseases.
True.
Only some do.
But I will say I like their feathers.
They're just a gray bird. When do you ever see a gray bird? Normally they're blue and green.
But they have that neat translucent glow on their feathers.
No, my favorite shines off of it. Pigeon. Like, everyone hates pigeons. Like, just change their name to something. Have you ever seen the book with the pigeon?
No. Tell me about the book with the pigeon.
Well, he always wants to eat a hot dog. He always wants to do everything, and you have to keep telling him, no, that's like the whole book. I think it's called No Pigeon, No. I don't know.
Yeah. What about seagulls? What do you think of seagulls?
Seagulls are disgusting.
They are.
Because it reminds me of Ariel where they're like...
Do you know there's a movie? There's a movie and a soundtrack called John Livingston's and Seagulls.
Can I finish about pigeons?
Yes, you can finish about pigeons.
My favorite pigeon, I've seen this one 2 times in my entire life because they're really rare.
Mm-hmm.
You know how my hair is light brown?
Yes.
Okay, think of an even lighter brown.
Even lighter brown?
Yes.
Like like this color?
Yeah.
Okay.
But more brownish is more tan.
Okay.
More brownish.
Somewhere in between.
Yeah, because this is too tan. It's
okay.
Like more brown. Well, think of a really light brown that's really pretty.
Okay.
I saw that color of a pigeon mixed with white spots. It was the prettiest pigeon in the world.
I would like to see the picture of that.
It's not a white dove.
Yeah.
It is a light, super light brown, lighter than my hair.
Mm-hmm. Tap, tap. Is there anything in there?
No, I just got a bug bite right here. Okay, so.
No. Okay, keep going.
Super light brown, the prettiest brown, with white spots on its wings.
Okay.
So when it puts its wings back, there's a spot that looks like a heart right on its wings, like when its wing is closed.
So it's like a mark on its feathers, so that when it's
our feathers. You know how the wings go behind them and they sit there?
Yes.
When it went back, it looked like a white heart, but then when it flew, there's just white on the other side of the wing and
okay.
on the sides.
Now, is this a picture you saw or something you saw in real life?
I saw this pigeon at In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out Burger?
Yeah,
they like to hang out in the good places.
We were in the drive-thru and it was just walking next to our car.
Uh-huh.
Who knew In-N-Out Burger had pretty doves?
Who knew? Maybe that's what In-N-Out Burger is, their secret ingredients that makes their hamburgers taste so different.
No.
I'm not gonna say the word good because I don't think their hamburgers are good, but they're different.
I love their hamburgers and I don't even like meat.
You haven't had a good hamburger till you've had a Burgerville USA burger.
Have you tried Butter Burgers?
I've never had a Butter Burger, but I've heard of it.
You haven't?
Yes, I have. I've seen the ad. They're at Carl's Jr. No, Jack in the Box.
No, they're not.
Or as I like to call it, a Yak in the Box.
The only place that they serve them is in Illinois.
Well, that's maybe why I haven't had one, but I saw an ad for it. Anyway, go on. What's the next one on the list? Smile while you look at the next one on the list.
The next one is... Oh, I forgot to cross out flying birds. Shades of Grey is a stupid movie, but they made a parody, like, of a song.
Yeah.
But they were putting the movie into the song.
Yeah.
So there was something like... Oh, yeah. No, it was a parody of the commercial. So, like, not a song. They were just talking.
Okay.
And I was listening to it, and there was old grandma, she was like, I have... what is it called? 30 Shades of Grey? Oh, yeah. She was like, I have shades of grey in my hair. It was a grandma.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, I have shades of grey in my hair.
There's a song by the Monkees off the Headquarters album called Shades of Grey, which Davy Jones and Peter sings. And I remember that song very well because it's so much better live. That's what I think of Shades of Grey.
All right.
I got about
peppermint lotion.
That's not on there.
Peppermint lotion.
No, that's perpetual motion.
No, we're doing peppermint lotion.
Okay, we're doing peppermint.
Peppermint lotion.
Okay.
For Christmas, so then my sister McKenna.
Because you were talking about earlier, you gave.
She got me Bath and Body Works peppermint perfume lotion, and my mom bought me this really cool peppermint lipstick that went with it.
Yeah.
And it's silver.
Silver.
It's when you put it on, your lips turn silver and sparkly.
Because you like you like sparkly stuff.
I like silver sparkles.
Silver sparkles.
And it was so minty that your lips were so cold. I felt like my lips were in Antarctica.
That's a long ways away.
They weren't numb or anything. They were just really cold. So every time I did this, when I did this, it was like freezing.
That is interesting.
Yep.
Because
my lips turned silver.
I'll tell you a joke that you can tell people during Christmas. Speaking of peppermint, okay? You say, I like eating candy canes, but I like to eat the red first, then the white.
Hmm?
Say to someone during Christmas time, I like to eat candy canes, but I like to eat the red first and then the white.
I don't understand that.
You know, candy cane is all twisty.
Uh-huh.
Red. Say, I like to eat the red first and then I'll eat the white.
Okay, what is that supposed to mean?
Oh, I got Grandma Matata here. No, you're little Ellie Cheer. Because you just eat a candy cane. You don't lick all the
red. I'm not Grandma Matata. I'm trying to.
I know.
I don't get it.
Think about it. A candy cane is all curly
cute. Yeah.
You cannot eat. Well, maybe. Okay, the joke has done. It's what it's supposed to do. It's made you think. Could you eat? Could you eat just the red off a candy cane?
Yeah.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, you could. If your tongue is super thin, you can just lick right the red off.
Well, maybe a lizard could, but it's
no, I can.
You can't. Then we'll see if you can when Christmas time comes around, okay?
Okay, when Christmas comes and we're still recording, you have to give me a present every single day.
What is this, Hanukkah now? No, dude. I had much... Can I tell a story real quick?
No, what is it about?
I'm going to tell a story real quick since you're starting this. I loved... Because I just went... We both went on vacations. I just got back from Portland hanging out with my folks and visiting them, but I love teasing my mom. And about 2 years ago, I started teasing her about we're going to celebrate a pretend holiday called Gallagher Day. And we give presents 28 days in the month of December because why have it for just one day when you can give presents for the entire month? And that's Gallagher Day. And so... My mom, whose name is Mabel, this is Gallagher Day for you, Mom. So go on. Your turn. Your turn. While you're smiling.
Can you bring me presents?
Maybe. If you keep riffing. Keep talking.
All right. But you have to change the name to Ellie.
No, we're not going to change it to Ellie Day. You're lucky. Oh, what was that?
Okay.
What's the next one?
No, I wasn't done with my Christmas one.
All right, finish your Christmas one.
So, on Christmas.
Christmas.
My dog sits under the Christmas tree. She sleeps under the Christmas tree because we have a red and green and white mat.
Mm-hmm. Do you usually have a real tree or a fake tree?
It's a fake tree.
Okay.
It's because it's easier to bring it in and out.
And they don't drop their needles.
Actually, they do.
Fake trees don't drop their needles.
Yeah, they do if like, you pull on it.
Master of the obvious. I love it. Okay.
Okay, so what I did...
What'd you do?
...is I put my candy cane on the tallest thing. So nobody eats it. I come downstairs on Christmas Day, and I found a ladder on the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And I look around the house. I look behind.
Yeah.
You know what a mushroom chair is, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I look behind the mushroom chair. Now it's outside because it got torn up by a dog. Named Rodeo.
It's a good name for
him. Well, yeah, because he's a Labrador dog. He's super crazy. So we put it outside, but when it was inside my house, I looked behind it where everybody hides.
Yeah.
And my little brother was eating my candy cane.
So what did you do then?
I went to my mom, and then I stole his candy cane and I ate it.
So it was candy cane justice all around for everybody.
No, I hid in the same spot the next day and I ate his candy cane.
Like you deserved it.
Uh-huh. But his candy cane was green and purple. It's disgusting.
Green and purple candy cane?
You didn't know that they can turn
colors? No, I know that. They taste like a chocolate mint thing, don't they?
No.
What does it taste like?
I like regular candy canes because they taste super good. Well, yeah, and I don't like them to be small. I like them to be really big.
Yeah, it's more traditional, you know. But you said you talked about a dog named Rodeo. I got another joke for that.
No. This
yes.
I hate this.
My turn.
Listen to me.
I'm listening to you.
Thank you.
But I want to tell you about
I hate small candy canes. I like... I love the regular size ones. I wish I could have a billion of those. But then...
You can build a candy cane house.
No, I want to hang them, I want to hang them all over my room. So what? Send them to us. Please, send me lots of the normal size candy canes.
That's a lot of candy canes.
And then, anyone that's listening, just send me a normal size candy cane. But don't do anything to it.
And I'm going
to
tell you about, real quick, I had a...
Keep it in a box.
I had a three-legged... I had a
closed with a present.
I had a three-legged
during Christmas time.
I had a three-legged dog once. You know what his
Can
name?
Can you stop?
You know what his
I'm
name?
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm telling you something.
And
I had a three-legged dog once.
I want three giant candy canes that I can eat.
You're just getting a shopping list out. That's all you're doing.
Uh-huh.
I had a three-legged dog once. His name was Tripod.
What was talking about Christmas? Oh yeah. You should
Ooh, pointing the finger at me.
Okay, December, every time we have a podcast, you have to go buy me a present, and I'll make a present list, I'll make a Christmas list, and you have to buy me
some
of my presents,
here's the deal, since I'm a comedian and a joker, whatever I put on in there, let's say you put fancy race car, I get to choose the race car, so you know what you're going to get? A Hot Wheels or a Matchbox race car.
I'm not going to play with that.
I'm just giving you an example. I get to put my own little twist of fate on it.
No, because...
Yes!
I'm not getting Hot Wheels cars. I only give them to my brother.
I'm giving you an example. You can go ahead and make your list to your little heart's content, but then I get to pick out what it is.
My mom doesn't buy me everything. She always leaves out my favorite things.
That's a song. Now, do you know I had a dog once named Tripod? He had three legs. That's all I wanted to say. What's next on the list?
Seriously, his name? You had it on?
No, it's a joke from a movie. I like it, though. It's so funny. Because not many people get it.
I get it.
I know you get it.
Tripods have three legs.
Yeah, it's a three-legged dog named Tripod.
Okay. So, listen up, camera.
That's a microphone. Okay, what's next on the list? What's our next thing on the list?
Wait.
No,
wait. Bring me that present.
You are talking about 5 months away from now. We're just in the middle of August.
Bring me presents. I'll read my list, and you better send me one.
Nobody is going to point... What's next on the riffing list?
I bet one person will. And if that person will, I will like that person, because if nobody...
Well, you know what? It's got to go through me first.
And you're going to give it
to me. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take it, and I'm going to put it... You know what the carrot on the stick routine is?
What?
That's where you put the carrot on the end of a stick, and you hold it out in front of the donkey, and the donkey goes... I'm going to put a present on a stick, and I'm going to hold it out in front of you and make you do riffing.
Okay, but also send me candy canes, because I'm going to tell you No, this is what I do. I'm going to do this to my room. Because now I'm old enough that my mom lets me move my bed in my room and my furniture. I move everything in my bed in my room.
And that's why
I actually did it last night.
That's why everything's stuck on the ceiling.
No, this is what I was going to do. So you know where the wall and the ceiling meets in that little, like...
In a corner. In a caddy corner.
So all around the room?
Yes. Every room has one.
I was going to... So I take a string.
Oh, that gives me another bad joke.
I take a tiny string.
Yes.
I put it around my room.
Uh-huh.
And then I stick it to each corner and then it was all around my room. I'm going to take the candy canes, so yeah. I need a lot. My room is not really big. It's like as small as
it's
a
like,
bathroom.
It's like a square.
Yes. It's super small. It only fits my bed and my two dressers.
I got a joke.
And everything else is shelves because I have no more room for it.
I got a joke.
No, listen to me.
I'm listening to you.
With on the streamer, I'm going to hang candy canes on the streamers with this little curve thing all around my room during Christmas. And then I'm going to put a giant candy cane hanging off my fan. You know how you have those long things?
Like a centerpiece?
You know how you pull the thing in the middle of your fan for it to turn on?
Yes.
I don't use those. But mine's like made out of like gold and stuff.
So some kind of candy cane pole
cane. No, mine's made out of like gold. So I want to take a big candy cane and I'm going to somehow hook it onto that. So there's a big candy cane hanging above my bed.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yep.
So, but you want to hear my bad joke?
So send me Christmas decorations
no
for my room.
No Christmas decorations for... It's only August!
Send me Christmas decorations for my room.
Nobody.
Oh, and Halloween ones, so when it's Halloween...
Let's finish
and
July.
And Thanksgiving ones. And send
I'm
your
gonna
name
tell.
So I can give a shout-out to you in my show.
Well, at least you got that part right. I'll give you that.
No, seriously, do that.
No, seriously, I got a bad joke I'm going to tell.
I'll literally do that. I'm not kidding.
Do you know how to confuse a politician?
No.
You put him in a round room and tell him to go stand in the corner. That's got you thinking, don't it?
In a round room and stand in the corner.
Uh-huh, yeah. Tell a politician.
But then you just go into the corner.
But there's no corner in a round room.
It's a room and it's like a circle.
It's a circle, yeah.
You go to the corner.
Go to the corner. There's no corner.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Okay, there's a circle, right?
Yeah, there's a circle.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Stand on the corner. The joints of your finger and thumb are not the corner.
That's not what I mean. Look, ready, circle.
See, like, look.
One.
Look. That's round. Go stand in the corner. Where are you going to stand in the corner?
Look at it like this.
Well, you look at it like this.
Pretend.
Okay. Oh, now we're going to pretend. Okay.
Let's do this. Let's do this. Ready? Oh, my gosh.
Don't give me that.
Stop it.
You stop it. Okay.
Don't tell me that again or I'm going to stab you.
You're not going to stab me. You don't get donuts then.
Yes, I get donuts. I'm not drawing anything, am I?
No, you're not.
I'm going to show you.
Okay, she's drawing us. Oh, no, that pin's got a glitch in it. Yep, see, you gotta push it again. She's trying to draw a circle. Why, here, use the lid of this.
No, I need a big circle. Alright, that looks like a circle.
That looks like a balloon that belongs above a comic strip in Charlie Brown. Alright, the physics of a round circle.
Okay, that's a circle, right?
Sure.
Just pretend that there's a square in there, so...
Yeah, but...
Just pretend like there's a square. So just go stand in one of the sides of the circle. You know what? Nobody will understand me.
I understand you. You're talking about the square, the circle, and then a square
right,
within
next.
It. But next one.
Next word is... Cap.
Which one?
Parking lot.
Parking lot?
Parking lot does not have to do anything with a parking lot. You know, it could be for the cars and stuff. So,
yeah,
my mom told me that when I was little. I used to scream so loud in the car.
Yeah.
She didn't take... So when she was at the store, she didn't, like, go on the road from the parking lot. She went... It was in Oregon, so there was, like, this... there's lots of trees and woods and stuff.
Duh.
Which I don't remember.
Yes.
So, instead of taking the road home with all the traffic... She went straight through the woods, and she got a ticket because she was trying to rush home.
Through the woods?
Yep.
Why?
She was trying to rush home because I was screaming so loud she thought I was dying or something, and she couldn't stop because to see what I was doing because And she said that she couldn't hear a thing because she swears she would be deaf if she didn't get home.
Because you scream loud. I've heard you scream.
Yeah, then my little brother, he screamed so loud that he triggered something in the walls that every time he screamed so loud, the doorbell would ring.
That is loud. But you know what the most disgusting parking lot is in Las Vegas? Fashion Mall. Over on the Strip, they have the most disgusting parking lot. They have like grease, there's oil drippings, there's antifreeze. You go in their underground parking garage, prepare to bring a clean pair of shoes because once you walk through there, it gets all on your shoes. It's disgusting. They never clean their parking lot. So stay away from the Fashion Mall in Las Vegas Strip. They got the most disgusting parking lot. Or park outside.
I bet the reason why it's so gross is because they don't hire janitors so that instead of giving all the money away, they can become so rich and give all the money to themselves.
They don't even, I mean, you've seen street sweepers, right? I've seen parking lots. I've seen some of the casinos with parking lots that have street sweepers going through them, but I've never seen what fashion
mall. I'm thinking so much of Christmas, I can't even stand these.
So what are you going to do if I give you a set of pink Allen wrenches for Christmas?
I'd use them because they're pink.
See, there is a way into that. Or what? Okay. What if they were sparkly silvered? What if it was a tool set that had sparkles on it?
Then I would kind of use it, yeah. And then we have
No! Look at me and say that because that was funny.
And then we have another snowman. We have three snowmen. We have another one that my little sister, who's only four, but she's really small because she has cerebral palsy. She's so tiny. She looks like she's one, but she's actually almost five.
Yeah.
And she can barely speak. She sounds like she's two.
Like a sound.
She sounds like she's two. Mm-hmm. So the snowman is the same height as her because she's only like 2 feet tall.
Yeah.
So every Christmas, she hugs the snowman and she kisses the snowman.
That's cute.
Yep. And she's almost five, but she acts like a two-year-old and she looks like a one-year-old. Well,
I act two sometimes.
No, she's little.
No, wait, that's you that acts like two.
No!
I'm kidding, I'm teasing you.
She has cerebral palsy, so she's really small, and she acts like a baby. And she's so cute. Her name is Sine, and we call her Nene.
Nene. What's the next one? Do you really want to do the whole list? I'm okay with that.
No, I think I'm done.
You're done? What else do you want to say, though? Let's do one more. One more to close it out.
Christmas
is not a... But go ahead.
Well, I just made it one.
What's the closest... From the list of the random word generator phrases that have came up, which one's the closest to Christmas?
Well...
Go ahead and cross off parking lot.
Freedom ring reminds me of that. Freedom ring?
Freedom rings?
No. Freedom.
Freedom?
Because of Christmas.
Freedom ring. Okay.
Rings. So every Christmas, I wait for it to snow, and it never snows! I just want that one perfect Christmas where it snows on Christmas.
Get that, you gotta go up to Mount Charleston.
No, I want Christmas to snow outside my house.
Have you been up to...
So that we can open the windows and we can see snow as we're opening our presents.
Have you been up to Mount Charleston in the snow?
No. I only went up there like two times.
You mean your mom's never taken... You've never had the time to go up there?
My mom never takes me anywhere. Only my dad did, but he can't take me anymore.
If we can set it up and your mom will let you go, I'll take you and Olivia up there and we'll go do stuff in the snow.
Yeah.
I'm only taking you two. I'm not taking your
brothers. My mom is too busy. I used to go with my dad, but now that he has a disease, he can't drive anymore.
If it's okay, when the snow comes, which will be December, 5 months from now, and it's okay with your mom, and we'll go up there with the intent on making silly
videos.
You
know what that reminds me of?
Hold on.
You know Dakota Hall?
What I'm saying, is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay.
You know Dakota Hall? Dakota Hall.
Tell me about it. This is one of the things you're telling me.
Who's like...
Oh, the actress.
Yes.
Dakota Hall. Yes.
I go to her house all the time, but she's now in Utah.
Yeah.
Well, she was driving me home, and we see this pickup truck, and they were coming from Mount Charleston.
Yeah.
And they were driving out in the heat with a snowman sitting in the back of their trunk. And it wasn't even melted yet because they were driving so fast, like all the cold air was kind of keeping it together. Cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like, and since, you know how they have like a hood? Like they have a little window in the back of their car.
Yes.
And then they have the little thing. That was kind of...
The bed of the pickup, you mean?
The bed of the pickup, and then they have the part where they're sitting and there's a little window in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was kind of keeping... the wind from knocking it over.
Yeah.
So the air kind of just went right over it instead of hitting the snowman and knocking it over. So there was just a snowman sitting in the back of their car, and it was like, I think it was like April, March, I don't know.
Jeez. Because I heard that the snow that they got in Boston over this last winter still won't melt in some places where the city scooped it all up and put it in big piles because it's got so much dirt and muck and just disgusting stuff mixed in it, it won't melt.
Oh yeah, there was one Christmas and I was like, not a Christmas.
You're concerned about the people in Boston, aren't you?
No, it was not Christmas. It was like January, and it was snowing.
Yeah.
I don't think it was January. It was 2008 when it snowed.
Here in Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm. 2008, it snowed.
My friend Carl Driggs, who riffed with Olivia a couple weeks ago. Do you want to riff with Carl Driggs sometime?
No.
Why? Do you even know what we did?
No.
You don't even know?
No, because I don't like to sing the phones because I never know what they're saying. I just can't understand people on phones.
That's okay, though. That's part of it.
But listen.
But it's a famous person. All right, I'm listening.
So in 2008, when it snowed, mm-hmm. I was in fifth grade, I think.
Okay.
Wait, no, I wasn't.
Not in 2008.
That was not 2008, because...
That's like, you better get a time machine to do that.
No, I was in first grade.
Okay.
Because I remember. But I did remember it snowed a little bit in my fifth grade, because there was ice on the grass, and I pushed this really fat kid in, he fell. And everyone, his name was Joseph, but everybody calls him Baby Joey. Baby Joey. But yeah, so in kindergarten, no, Olivia was in kindergarten. Because, I was in second grade because my sister was in, not my sister.
Your sidekick.
Sorry, yes. Now you got me saying it.
That's because you need to say it. It sounds funnier.
Okay, so.
Your sidekick.
Because I remember she was in kindergarten in 2007, and I was a year older than her.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2008, I was in second grade. So it was in second grade when it snowed, and I thought snow was just white.
Mm-hmm.
But there was this big yellow spot.
Oh, no.
And I thought it would taste good, so I ate it.
You didn't!
I ate the snow that was yellow.
You know, I gotta...
Until I was about in sixth grade.
There's a...
Which was 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And then I knew, it was my dog's pee.
Oh, my God.
I thought it just snows different colors.
Well, that's understandable. You're in second grade.
Yep. And then we made a snowman in the front. But my dad, he has a work spot.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you have a chainsaw and you're cutting down wood and stuff,
yes.
You always wear those masks to get wood, not wood in your mouth and all that dust.
The dust, yeah, the dust mask. I have to wear
the blue one, like what like doctors wear sometimes.
Exactly.
We built our snowman and we put that on the snowman. The snowman was wearing one.
That was a good idea.
Mm-hmm, and then he was wearing a doctor's coat, so he was he was a doctor snowman.
Because I think I completely forgot what I was going to say.
You said that was good because of the mask.
That was good. But you know what? I think this is the end of the Shiny Squirrel Podcast. Riffing with Ellie Cheer. You said a lot today.
Send me a lot of candy canes and decorations for Christmas because
not till Christmas gets here.
Well, whatever you want to. And then, whatever you bring me. Because I really need them because I love decorating.
Well, it's
going
to go to the post office box.
Yes, I love decorating. But whatever you guys bring me, write your name on it I can give you a shout out, because I will give you a shout out, I swear.
And you're going to play some piano too, right?
Yep.
Going to play some piano, alright.
And I'll be more riffing if you send your name so I can give a shout out to you.
And that's what she'll do. And this has been.
And tell your family to watch it, because then you will see.
We'll listen to it.
Yes.
Main thing. Alright, this has been the Shiny Squirrel Podcast with Ellie Cheer. I'm WC Chronicles.
I like decorating, because I'm really good at it, and I love art.
And we're done.